The USGS based its report on samples taken from 716 locations around the nation, including 269 private wells and 447 public supply sites. The study took samples from taps and faucets in all 50 states and in two territories collected from 2016 to 2021. The results found PFAS in at least 45% of the water samples. PFAS are a family of synthetic chemicals that are used in industrial and consumer applications. The facilities that use PFAS as part of their manufacturing processes and the consumer products that are made with PFAS easily release these chemicals into air, food, and water. Melanie Benesch is the Vice President of Government Affairs for the Environmental Working Group. It's an organization working to protect environmental and public health by changing harmful industry standards. She stressed how dangerous these chemicals are to human health.
And once they get into people, they can stay there. Some kinds of PFAS can stay in the body for decades, and they're associated with a lot of really concerning health risks, like some kinds of cancer, reproductive and developmental harms, and immune effects, including making our vaccines less effective.
Earlier this year, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency proposed the first federal drinking water limits on six forms of PFAS on per- and polyfluorinated substances which remain in the human body for years and don't degrade the environment. The proposed limits set the allowable levels of these chemicals so low that they couldn't be easily detected. According to Benesch, this is a good step forward.
Even though the EPA is only targeting six PFAS, it's targeting them at very low levels. And the way that this will be implemented is that facilities, drinking water utilities, will likely have to install technology that will filter the water down to those very low levels for those six PFAS. And so they're likely going to capture a lot of other PFAS and even other chemicals. This is a really important, really historic step forward, and it's going to make a big public health impact.
At the same time, Benesch pointed out that the proposed regulations don't prohibit the companies using the chemicals from dumping them into public wastewater systems.
It's really important to stop PFAS at the source, and so polluters should be the ones that should have to install filters, or just stop using PFAS and transition to something else so they're not putting so much of this toxic chemical into the environment and into our sources of drinking water in the first place.
President Joe Biden has promised to tackle PFAS contamination by regulating the chemicals in drinking water, designating PFAS as hazardous substances under the federal Superfund law in 2022, stopping government purchasing of some products containing PFAS, and funding additional research into the chemicals. At the same time in Europe, the European Commission has pledged to phase out all PFAS and to authorize their use only when they are proven to be irreplaceable and essential to society. The final decision about the first federal drinking water limits on six forms of PFAS is expected later this year or in 2024. According to the EPA, if the standards are finalized, water systems will have to determine whether levels of these PFAS pose a potential risk. For KPFA News, I'm Jean Martel.